in no uncertain terms, you do not have either my approval or my permission to grow or sustain big government. Shrink it now.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. Today we're talking with Arvind Vohra. He's the vice chair of the National Libertarian Party, and he's also a candidate for Congress in Maryland's 4th District, which covers parts of Anne Arundel County and Prince George's County. Arvind, thanks for talking to
us. Nick, thank you for having me on the show.
Talk about from a national, from the LP national perspective, what are three or so races that are exciting you guys the most?
One person that's exciting the national LP is Frank Gilbert in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. He's pledged that if he's elected, he's first going to pardon all nonviolent drug offenders.
What's he running for?
He's running for governor of Arkansas.
Okay.
He's going to basically keep as much of Obamacare out of the state of Arkansas as possible. He's going to nullify Common Core. He's working to get the federal government out of Arkansas as well as to eliminate the state income tax in Arkansas.
I was going to say, the state government in Arkansas is a problem too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So how is he doing in terms of Republican and Democrat? Is he covering the spread? Is he how much of a factor is he in the race?
We don't know yet. I mean, he's polling well. He's not our highest poll number. I mean, if you want to look at some of our high poll numbers, we have folks like Jeremy Walters in South Carolina. He was just a few votes away from winning the last time he ran as a Libertarian. He's running for State House. And this time he's running again. He has a very well organized campaign. He has a very passionate campaign.
What about people like Sean Ha in North Carolina?
Sean
in the
Ha's
Senate race between
Kay.
He's in the Senate race with Kay Hagan, the Democratic incumbent, and Tom Tillis, the Republican challenger. And he's more than covering the difference. Neither of them is above 50%. Talk a little bit about him.
Sean Ha's major selling point is that he is actually working and he has pledged to sponsor legislation to do the things the voters want. A big part of that, his number one thing, stop all war. And that's something that the voters are responding to. That's what the voters want. That's what neither other party candidate is doing. And that's really, I think, his strongest selling point.
Well, as long as we're talking about war or big issues, what are the top issues that the LP is seeing resonate with voters out there?
Number one issue, cutting spending to 1998 levels and eliminating the income tax.
Really?
When we put that out there, the response, the passion that comes out of audiences on both the left, right, independent is so intense because it's been sold to us incorrectly as something that we absolutely have to have. We have to have this income tax. And when people say that you need to either cut spending to the level of the early 90s or the late 90s, and we can do away with the whole thing, that is so enticing.
So wait, the argument there is that if we reduced federal spending to 1998 levels, we wouldn't need the income tax?
We wouldn't need an income tax at all.
So the revenue that would cover it would come just from other forms of corporate income tax and excise taxes. What are the other issues? So, I mean, there's spending and taxes. You mentioned that Sean Ha is doing well with war. How are people responding to a kind of, unqualified attack on a kind of national surveillance state or an interventionist foreign policy?
I think that people are responding very well to people are strongly opposing the current attacks on our domestic privacy. I mean, that is something that I think has electrified the nation in ways that actually surprised me. I mean, the Snowden's revelations that the NSA was blanket wiretapping so many people and recognizing that the Patriot Act is enabling government agencies to warrantlessly wiretap people has people enraged. It has me enraged. And I think that is one of the major issues and one of the major differences. We have candidates that have pledged to sponsor legislation to put an end to that for good, both by stopping it and by repealing the Patriot Act.
Another high-profile LP candidate who's running is Robert Sarvis, who in the Virginia gubernatorial race, he more than covered the spread between Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican, Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, who was the eventual winner. That led to a lot of people saying, one of the problems, a lot of Republicans say this and occasionally Democrats, all Libertarian Party candidates are, they're spoilers. They basically take victories away from Republicans usually by draining people who would otherwise vote for the Republican. What's wrong with that thinking or with that charge that the LP really exists only to kind of be a burr under the saddle of either the Republican or the Democratic Party?
A former governor of Maryland, a governor candidate from Maryland, Libertarian governor candidate of Maryland, said, not all politicians are smart, but they can all count. They can count how many votes they get, and they can count how many votes the Libertarian candidate gets. And when you give them your vote, you're telling them, go ahead and keep on doing what you're doing. And when you vote for the Libertarian candidate, you are telling them in no uncertain terms, you do not have either my approval or my permission to grow or sustain big government. Shrink it now.
Talk a little bit about your race in the Maryland's Congressional 4th District. Who are you running against?
I'm running against Donna Edwards.
Okay.
Donna Edwards, like many Democrats, has vaguely said that she dislikes certain parts of the war on drugs, but has refused to either sponsor legislation to end the war on drugs. And I've pledged to sponsor legislation to end the war on drugs, to abolish the DEA, and to release all nonviolent drug offenders from prison. She has.
And then what's the, how's the Republican challenger to her? I'm assuming he or she is not. Following your policy.
She is not on board with that.
Okay, well, we will leave it there. Thank you very much. We've been talking with Arvin Vora. He's a candidate for the for Congress in the 4th District of Maryland. But we've been talking to him mostly in his capacity as vice chair of the National Libertarian Party. Arvin, thanks so much for talking to us.
Nick, thanks for having me on.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.